This is an extemporaneous prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. The topic, truth. Know it now. It will make you free. Learning all about truth is so important that it is the very first quote at the beginning of the Christian Science textbook by Mary Baker Eddy. And it quotes the words of Jesus, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The second quote is also very important, for it enables us to shape whatever we want to focus on, whether it's our consciousness, our actions, whatever it is. And it says, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." And the third quote summarizes what happens if we do 1 + 2. And this is a quote by Mary Baker Eddy. "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." So we are blessed when we live the commandments, which of course includes the golden rule. When asked what is the greatest commandment of all, Jesus replied, "Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself." They asked for the greatest. Jesus could not separate the golden rule from the first commandment. The Bible says, if we do not love the visible manifestations of God, we cannot love the source, which is God. No cherry picking is allowed. It's all or nothing. The disciples of Jesus ask him how many times they should forgive someone, and they suggested it should be 7. And he said 70 times 7. Mary Baker Eddy wrote an article entitled "Love Your Enemies." And she says, "Who is thine enemy, except someone that you have fabricated in your own thought that is an enemy?" Do we have a desire to learn and understand what truth is? Do we really want to know what it's all about? Truth is a permanent quality because it is a synonymous term that defines God. Everything about God is permanent. There is no theory. It is all absolute. It is all omni, one, only, and all. There's no competition and no opposition because the only reality is good, and God is defined as good. In the glossary, Mary Baker Eddy defines good as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. She defines God as incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Also, God is the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. Genesis 1 states that God made man in his image and likeness, but only after it also says, "Let us make man in our image and likeness." Are we going to open our door of consciousness and let the God consciousness be revealed? That means we need to get rid, subtract, all that is unlike God. We don't want a single morsel of a thought to be in consciousness that is unlike God. Only then can we reveal to our consciousness what is already there. Everything is within. There is nothing new under the sun. It is already there. Mary Baker Eddy translates the first three words of Genesis chapter 1, where it says, in the beginning. She translates that to mean in the only. There is no creation because there is nothing new under the sun. Those are words from the Bible. Habakkuk confirms about the goodness of God. He says the eyes of God are too pure to behold evil. We are supposed to be the reflection of God. Are we doing a good job at being a reflection? Are we letting anything that is not perfect to be viewed through our eyes? Or are we like Jesus? No matter what the situation was, he always saw perfect man, perfect God, perfect event, perfect heaven, everything perfect. And Mary Baker Eddy devoted every time, every hour, to remind herself, to make sure she was only thinking perfect and good about everything and everyone. About 18 times a day, if she was up 18 hours, because she said every hour of the day, she stopped whatever she was doing to make sure her consciousness was only entertaining goodness about everything and everyone. The truth about everything is that there is no competition with anyone about anything because we are reflections of God who has no competition or opposition. Our duty is to reflect God in all of God's purity. Now, we cannot reflect the quantity of God because God is infinite, but we can reflect the qualities, every single one of them. Helen Wright did a wonderful thing for humanity. She used 7 different copies of Science and Health, and she underlined all of the words for each of the synonyms that are capitalized. I shall read to you the list of words that Mary Baker Eddy used to describe truth. Abide, affirmation, appears, awakens, bread, brotherhood, calculus, casts out, chemicalization, Christian Science, Christ, claims, complete, conquers, consciousness, cross, cup, cure, dawn, deliverer, demands, demonstration, destroys, dominion, example, exemplar, expression, follow, followers, form, garment, gospel, grace, health, heals, honesty, ideal, judgment, justice, key, leads, leaven, light, makes, man, manifestation, Messiah, mission, morning, potent, reaches, reflection, remedy, resists revelation, rock, seed, sun, star, sword, theology, treasures, triumph, true, trust, uncovers, virtue, voice, whole, way, and work. Those are 71 terms used to define God by Mary Baker Eddy in the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. She also used 14 terms as the opposite of truth. I shall read those now. Adversary, betrays, claim, counterfeit, darkness, disease, dishonesty, electricity, error, false, sickness, lie, persecution, resistance. Substance is defined as that which is eternal and incapable of discord and decay. Truth, life, and love are substance, as the Scriptures use this word in Hebrews. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Spirit, the synonym of mind, soul, or God, is the only real substance. The spiritual universe, including individual man, is a compound idea reflecting the divine substance of spirit. What does Mary Baker Eddy say about the definition of man? The compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. If truth is going to be our salvation by making us free, and I would presume that that would be free of anything that is unlike God, then what does Mary Baker Eddy say about salvation? She states that everyone must work out their own salvation. In fact, she does not encourage Christian Scientists to study together in a group. It is an individual development. She did not want the church leaders to be preachers, and therefore she prepared 26 different topics and a lesson sermon committee in the church was to prepare readings from the Bible and Science and Health for each topic for the period of January to June, and then another completely different set of references for the second 6 months of the year, July through December. So once a year, the topics would be repeated. But they are only to be read by elected readers of the church, elected by the members of the church. There's not supposed to be any interpretation or explanation given by the readers. They are strictly to read the references. The Mary Baker Eddy Institute has historic Bible lessons for the year of 1909 prepared by Mary Baker Eddy's Bible Lesson Committee. And they are posted on our website, and it's highly encouraged that anyone interested in furthering their spiritual understanding to read the one that is effective for the current week. And we publish this on our website, so you can just go to the header and click on Daily, and then Bible Lesson Sermon. The text is all printed out, and really is about the only way you can study it, because the latest edition of Science and Health was published in 1910. So this was 10 years before that final edition. So they came out of the latest edition that was available in 1909. What should be the topic that we should be seeking the truth about? We could certainly start with the 26 Bible lessons if we don't have a particular topic in thought for ourselves. Chapters 1 through 13 are summarized in chapter 14, which is entitled Recapitulation, and therein are 24 questions and answers. And that basically covers the entire topic of Christian Science. We should be thinking about truth no matter what is going on in our life, because we need to see the truth about everyone and everything all the time. In fact, that's what her hourly prayers were about. Seeing the truth about everyone and everything, to make sure that she was not letting her thought deviate from the strict, absolute truth as revealed in the Bible and addressed in Science and Health. What does Mary Baker Eddy say on the topic of time? Here are a few quotes from her and others. The time for thinkers has come. Truth, independent of doctrines and time-honored systems, knocks at the portal of humanity. And of course, Shakespeare, there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. What are we thinking about time? Frederick L. Rawson, a fine expert in Christian Science, says that universities in the UK previously taught there is no time. He's from the UK. He said, but they don't do it anymore. What did Einstein say? His famous equation on relativity is E equals mc squared. It was all about relativity of time. Time is not absolute, but relative. It is theory, not fact. Quoting again Frederick L. Rawson, he was able to develop healings going back in time so that the healing would be effective immediately after it was known that it was a problem. Now, one can think upon that anytime, anything they wish, but it seems to me like it's sensible to understand that anything that was a situation of pain or aggravation would be dismissed from consciousness, would not be remembered one iota, totally erased. And that probably would include anyone that had a receptive thought who had a memory of the problems that that individual may have had. What has been stated so far are some thoughts that have evolved extemporaneously on the topic of truth. Know it now, it will make you free. I shall now recite a Diapason of Heaven prayer treatment by Mary Baker Eddy that she gave to her final metaphysical college class in 1898. Truth is a sacred name for God. We must divest it of all materiality. Declare often, truth is my God, and my God is truth. Good is my truth, and my truth is good. Truth is enthroned in my consciousness. Error and materiality are not enthroned. This is the Word of God. Amen. It is presently September 25 at 18:23. Thank you for listening to this extemporaneous prayer treatment on the topic of truth. Know it now. It will make you free. This is brought to you by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. Thank you for listening. The end.